No, not that. It was hearing your song on the radio. One, the CD compilation of the Beatles' British chart toppers was certified diamond for 10 million copies in the U.S. on this day in 2005. Lead track on one was Love Me Do. That was first released in the United States yesterday in 1964. It was the Beatles' first single, and they heard it for the first time on the radio. It topped the Billboard Hot 100 in May of 1964. It was the A side of the first Beatles single. And George Harrison, in an old interview, remembers how it felt when he heard it over the airwaves for the very first time.
I remember first hearing that song on the radio. That was the best buzz of all time. We knew it was going to be on tonight, 7:30 on Thursday night. It's going to be on Radio Luxembourg. And we all listened in, and it was, wow.
Speaking of buzz, Bad Company's drummer Simon Kirk is going to do a Q&A performance on the Road Recovery Facebook page Saturday at 5 o'clock to support his charity, Road Recovery Random Acts of Outreach. Everybody's been on that. Eric Clapton, James Hetfield, Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne. Now, he was drummer for the band Free and then Bad Company, and he's been sober. Here is Simon Kirk.
The 70s and 80s were a really tough time for me. Drink and drugs were the norm. The demons, I think, are always lurking. I like waking up without a headache, without wondering where did I park the car, without looks from people that I met the night before that I might have insulted. It's great being sober, but it's hard work being sober, yes. Music is my savior that pulls me through stuff. But living with myself without guilt is the number one reason that I like to stay sober.